Load Growth Outpacing Distributed Generation, Eversource says, written by John Lampson, and read by an automated voice. Weather-normalized electricity demand has increased by about 2% this year in Eversource Energy Service territories in New England, in part due to heating and transportation electrification, CEO Joe Nolan said during the company's third-quarter earnings call. Nolan expressed optimism about new transmission opportunities to meet this load growth, along with the potential for a more favorable regulatory environment in Connecticut in the wake of the resignation of Connecticut Public Utilities Regulatory Authority, or PURA Chair Marissa Gillett. Load growth in our service territory has started outpacing the impacts of distributed generation such as rooftop solar, Nolan said on the November 5 call, adding that the company experienced a peak load of more than 12 gigawatts during the summer, its highest peak since 2013. The company's service territory covers parts of Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Connecticut. The increasing demand has been driven primarily by electrification of transportation and heating, decarbonization initiatives from both the public and private sectors, and economic expansion across manufacturing and commercial sectors, Nolan said. The observed load growth may be part of a larger trend that experts expect to accelerate into the 2030s. By 2034, ISONE forecasts New England's average annual net load increasing by more than 11% and the average summer peak load increasing by more than 8%, or about 2 gigawatts. The RTO experienced its highest peak load since 2013 in June 2025, though net load over the first 9 months of 2025 was about equal to 2024 net load over the same period. The evolving electric landscape presents a need for numerous transmission projects, such as upgrades linking onshore and offshore wind to load centers, interconnections improving regional reliability, and addressing congestion as the generation mix for our region evolves, Nolan said. Nolan added that the company expects to spend nearly $2 billion on its electric distribution business and about $1.4 billion on its transmission business in 2025. A large portion of the company's transmission spending is associated with asset upgrades, a major concern for New England states and consumer advocates in recent years. According to data published by ISONE, Eversource plans to spend about $774 million on asset condition projects expected to come online in 2025. Nolan indicated that Eversource responded to ISO New England's first longer-term transmission planning, or LTTP solicitation, and that LTTP solicitations and land acquisitions at strategic interconnection points could create opportunities to add billions of dollars to our future investment plans. Each project that we are considering not only supports our growth trajectory, but also deepens our value proposition as a grid innovator, Nolan said. ISO New England's LTTP solicitation is the first to be run under its new process, which aims to procure transmission solutions to needs identified in long-term planning studies. The first procurement is focused on reducing transmission constraints in Maine and enabling the interconnection of onshore wind in the state. ISO New England received 6 qualified proposals prior to the submission deadline at the end of September, ranging in cost from about $1 billion to $4 billion. ISONE has not announced which companies submitted proposals. Regarding the company's business in Connecticut, Nolan appeared cautiously optimistic about financial opportunities in the state after Gillett resigned in September amid mounting political and legal battles with utilities and Republicans in the state. "We're seeing a constructive shift in Connecticut's regulatory landscape," Nolan said. "A transparent regulatory process is going to benefit all stakeholders, including our customers, and we are looking forward to getting back to work on Connecticut's energy goals." Also on November 5th, PURA approved a rate increase for the Yankee Gas Company, an Eversource subsidiary. The decision authorized a higher revenue requirement for the company than initially outlined in a draft decision authored during Gillett's tenure. In the prior week, PURA similarly approved a higher revenue requirement in a United Illuminating rate case relative to a draft decision issued under Gillett's leadership. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, or D, has nominated 4 new commissioners to PURA, bringing the total number on the commission to 5. However, both decisions were issued by the 2 remaining active commissioners at the authority, one of whom worked as a lobbyist for United Illuminating as recently as 2024. While the final decisions appear more favorable to the utilities than the draft decisions, only one of the 2 commissioners who ruled on these cases is set to be part of the full incoming commission, and the rulings may not give much indication about the regulatory approach of the full incoming commission. Asked whether the new commission will lead to an improvement in Eversource's credit rating, Eversource CFO John Morera said credit rating agencies are in a wait-and-see mode. "They want to see some constructive regulatory outcomes," Morera said, adding, "We think that this new commission is focused on working collaboratively with all the utilities."